just woke up from my nap and I had no idea where you'd gone. Yes, I've slept really well. I had a nice dream, too. So what you up to? Just working on some stuff, huh? Is it important stuff? Hey, I'm not up to anything. I swear, I'm just being a nice girlfriend, trying to figure out what her boyfriend is up to these days. But now that you mention it, if this stuff isn't too important, do you think you might have time to play with me a little bit? No, I don't mean video games. I'll spare you that humiliation. I was just thinking, well, you know how you're doing this No Nut November thing? Which is fine, by the way. I know I'm still allowed to do stuff by myself, and it's only for a month, but, well, you see, I was thinking, the rule says you're not allowed to come, but it doesn't say you can't play a little bit. Hey, I just said a little bit. I know you're committed to it, don't worry. I'm not trying to pull a fast one on you, but I'm just saying, I know how much you've been wanting to play with me these past few days. I mean, you're always looking at me with those sad eyes. Like when I get dressed in the morning and I have to take my panties off. Hey, I do not put on a show for you at all. Stop imagining things. The point is, you're aching for me so bad, and I know it. So I think you and I should play a little game, if only to get it out of your system. What do you think? Aw, come on, babe. It's just a little game. I promise I won't try any dirty tricks. Wow, you've really got your mind set on doing this till the end, huh? Well, that's fine. No, it's okay, really. I'll drop the subject. If you don't want to play with me, I'll just have to play in my lonesome. Oh, I'm not being cruel. What do you mean? Well, actually, I think I'm just being nice. I know how much you want to. It's like this giant pressure building up inside you, isn't it? And every time you see me opening my mouth wide to yawn or just even putting on a tight dress, you get this hungry look in your eyes because deep inside there's an animal growling inside of you. I can hear him too. He's hungry. Hungry for the taste of my wet little pussy against your lips. Hungry for the sounds of my moans and my screams. Hungry for that delicious tightness, for the familiar and yet still exciting feel of your cock slowly making its way inside of me. And it hasn't been that long since our last time, you know. I bet you still remember every moan I let out. I bet you can still smell me on your skin, can't you? I'm not being cruel, baby. I told you, I'm just playing a game. Besides, I know I'm right. To be honest, I didn't think you'd last this long. You're usually so hungry and horny for me. On a day like this, when you're all pent up, don't you usually like to take some of your stress out on me? It can't be healthy for you to keep it all inside. might be a good idea to find some way to relieve all of that tension. Well, I didn't say anything about breaking your contract. I was just thinking out loud, that's all. Don't you put words in my mouth, in my warm, wet, willing mouth. Oh, I just hate seeing you suffer like this. Seeing how hard you get when you look at me, knowing that there's nothing I can do about it. And, you know, it's hard on me, too. I already miss the feeling of your warm cum sliding down my throat. Oh, and the way you growl and moan when I take you in my mouth and work my tongue the way you like it. Up and down and against the skin of your thighs. It just isn't right for me to miss you like this. And, you know, playing with myself just isn't as much fun. Especially when you're right here. Don't get me wrong. I know my body well enough to take good care of myself. I go slowly at first, letting my pussy get wetter and wetter, letting my mind fill up with the filthiest images I can think of, and then, I rub faster and faster and get wetter and wetter, and soon enough I lose control of my fingers and I just have to fuck myself, desecrate myself until I reach that beautiful climax, until I feel all the pressure releasing from my body, all at once, all in one beautiful feeling of pure pleasure. And even then, it's not enough. Not when I know you're in the next room, when I remember what your skin tastes like, when I can see you standing above me, underwear dropped to the floor, your cock standing proudly before me, ready for me to take it in my mouth. It just doesn't feel as good, babe. Because you're way more fun to play with than any fucking toy. Toys don't moan and growl like you do. They don't have that look, the one you get when you truly want me, when I know you've uncaged that wild animal inside of you, when you give up control of your hips to nature and thrust inside, violently and passionately. Oh, and it feels so good. Feels so good to feel you against me. To feel your fingers all over my body. And finally, to feel you dripping out of me once you've released everything. Oh. Oh, there's nothing more pleasurable than that feeling. Don't you think, babe? I told you. I'm just being nice. And I haven't done anything to break you. I promise. But you're hard, aren't you? You see me and you know you could just push me down and take me right now. You see my lips moving and you know exactly what you could do to shut me up. But you don't want to break, do you? Not when you've worked so hard already. Still, you know you're hungry for me. You know it would feel so good. No, better than good. You know, it would feel like heaven. We could try, you know. We could play without making you come. But the real question is, would you be able to stop after seeing me so eager for you? After hearing me begging for your cock, begging for you to come inside of me, after smelling me, after tasting me, after fucking me, could you convince yourself to stop moving your hips, babe? Or stop bucking into my mouth, or stop coming? Oh, I don't think you could. But don't you want to try anyways? I can see how hard you are. I can see just how much you want to come. How you want to unzip your pants and push me down onto the bed or on the floor. Anywhere that you can fuck me. But don't worry. I'm not forcing anything on you. All I'm saying is, it's worth a try. I'll leave the decision up to you. Whatever you think you can handle. Me, well, I'm actually still a little exhausted, even with my nap. So, I'm gonna head back to the bedroom, undress, and lie down on that big, warm, lonely bed of ours. The one we used to fuck on all the time before November began. And if you decide you want to come and join me, well, I think I may just be able to find some of my energy back. The choice is all yours, babe. I'll be there, waiting for you. Good luck.